समारंभां व्यास शंकर मध्यमां अस्मताचार्य पर्यंतां वंदे गुरु परंपरां श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्र भाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तः पुनः पुनः ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावतीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति शांति शांतिः। ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। सो वी आर वर्स 25 वी आर अबाउट टू स्टार्ट वर्स 25 ऑफ द भगवद गीता। सप्त कर्मण्य विद्वांसो सप्त कर्मण्य विद्वांसो यता कुर्वन्ति भारतः यता कुर्वन्ति भारत सत्ता कर्मण्य विद्वांसो यता कुर्वन्ति भारत कुर्याद् विद्वांस्तथा सक्तः कुर्याद् विद्वांस्तथा सक्तः चिकीर्षुर्लोकसङ्ग्रहाम्। सो सक्त कर्मण्य विद्वांसो यथा कुर्वन्ति भारत कुर्यात् विद्वांस तथा असक्ताः कुर्यात् विद्वांस तथा असक्ताः चिकीर्षु लोक संग्रहम्। सो हियर द भगवान कृष्णा इज टॉकिंग अबाउट the wise person. See, one may ask the question, why does the wise person need to perform an action? Okay, I agree that the karma yogi has to perform an action, and the karma yogi has actually become a jnani now. So you say that there is no karma to be done for the jnani. So why is this sannyasi doing action? Logical question, right? See, somebody may ask, you say that there is no doership. So the sannyasi or the sannyasini doesn't have doership. So why are they doing action? Logical question. They are going on doing all these activities. They are doing pujas. They are doing all these homams. They are chanting. They are teaching. They are going about preaching. All these activities are being done. So why is this wise person doing the activities? That is a discussion. So, he Bharataha. So the word, Arjuna uses the word Bharatam. The Bharatam, the word Bharata has got two meanings. Number one meaning is the person who has come from the Bharata Kula or a descendant from the Bharata Kula. So we have, you know, the Kaurava, Bharata Kula, the Suri Vamshihi. They are all different kulas. The second meaning of the word Bharata means Bha means Brahman or the person knows Brahman or who wants to know Brahman. And Rataha, as we know, is the person who is the knower. So the word Bharataha here means the knower or who knows the truth about Brahman. So, here Krishna is dictating, lecturing to Arjuna. He says, look, I am giving you all those of information about you, all about Brahman, Atma, everything else. So, he says, Bharata. Correct. Arjuna treats us in a Bharata Kulam. But Krishna knows that he should be treated as a person who is desirous of knowing the Brahman. is called Bharataha. Hey Bharataha, Sattaha Karmanya Vidvamso. Right. So Karmani means, Karmanya means action. So to action, Karmanya Vidvamso. So you take it as Sattaha Karmanya Avidvamso. Avidvamso means, see, Vidvamso means Vidvan. Vidvan is a person who is a knower. Vid, see, the word Vid is coming from the word, the Veda itself comes from the word Vid. The root Dhatu of the word Veda is from the word Vid, means to know. So when you say Veda means knowledge, Pramana. So naturally the word Vid means knowledge, to know. And Vidvan, when you say, is a person who is a knower, who is a knowledgeable person. When you say Avidvan, Avidvan so means what? Avidvan means a person who is not a knowledgeable person. A person is not a wise person. Avidvam. So what does he do? Yata kurvanti Bharata. So he performs action. How does he perform action? Saktaha, with attachment. So the unwise person or the person who is not a Vidvan, he performs the action with attachment. So the first line talks about the ordinary person. Okay. Yatha, just as Kuryat Vidvans Astata. So the word tata here means Kuryat Vidvams. The person who is a Vidwan does the same action. How does he do? Asaktaha. Kuryat Vidvams Tata Asaktaha means this wise person does the same action which the other person does, but without attachment. See, one may ask a question, what is attachment? Very logical question. When you see attachment, now what is attached? I am not getting attached to anything. I am not attached. It's very easy to say. Attachment is that when you are doing an action, it is very logical to expect results. Nobody does any action without expecting. No, I am just doing this because, you know, I don't want results. I don't want results. I am just doing it just like that, free. Just interest. No, but you, when you do an action, you either want satisfaction, happiness. You want people to come to your house and you feel good about it. Or you want the betterment of the community or betterment of the people around you. You do something is being done. You will not do just like that. Why would you do a karma? So there is some vested interest which is for the benefit of one's own self or other people's self. Or just for enjoyment, company, you do that. Very logical. But when the same action which is done doesn't produce results, how do you take it? Do you get overly attached to that? I am doing this and I want this to be done like this. If I don't get this, I'll be unhappy. I have to do this. So many, this is how it is done, and I want the results. I'm expecting this. You have firm conviction. And if it doesn't happen the way you want, you get disappointed. Or you get angry. Or you get disinterested. Shraddha is not there. These are called attachment, because now you are, the reason why you get all these problems is because now you are attached to the karma. Because you wanted something to be done, you didn't get it. You go to the office, you work for somebody as a manager, and you work very hard. You expect results. You want to be promoted or get a better increment or whatever. You don't get it. Now, if you get dejected or if you get, you know, unhappy or sad about it, it is only going to affect you, not anybody else. The manager is not going to get affected by your sadness because he has already decided what is there. This is what I can give you. This is what you deserve. Now, if you don't get what you want, you've got a choice to accept it or to move on to something else. But sitting there cribbing, you know, criticizing everybody and making a mockery of yourself is only going to affect you. So if you get criticized or if you get, you know, put down by people, you have a choice to accept it and or just to walk away. Correct. And that gives you that freedom of, you know, calmness of mind. In the wake of the jnanam, you accept these things to be normal. So Kurya Vidvamsa. So this person Vidvan Tata Asaktaha. He does all these actions without getting attached to. What does it do? Chikirshur Chikirshuhu. Chikirshuhu means just like Mumukshuhu. This person is called Chikirshuhu because he is a person who is interested or Kartum Michuhu. He desires to do some action. And why does he do? Loka Sangraham. So he does not do the action for himself, but he or she does the action for the benefit of society. There is no more desire for the jnani or the wise person to do any action for him. Because he or she has already realized the truth of the Brahman and he or she doesn't need to do anything more than required. But the person continues to get involved in activities like doing pujas, teaching or giving vision, conducting programs, all these things are there. Satsangs, retreats. This is done not with a view to for himself or himself or herself, but it is to lead the people with the right approach that there are these things to be done. Because even jnani also at the end of the day is a human being. He is also governed by the prakriti. But the person does it with a different attitude. He doesn't get attached to results. He doesn't get overly driven by this desire. But the activities are being done with a view to benefit the society at large. See, Lord Krishna also, he is a jnani. He doesn't need to do any action. Why did he offer this choice to Arjuna? That, look, I can be your charioteer if you want to. I won't fight the war. Somebody may say, why do you want to, you know, offer this? Krishna, you already have achieved everything. I can just relax. You know, he was relaxing. And then Duryodhana came and sat on his head. And Arjuna came and sat on his feet. That two people have got the same, from the same kula, same this one. But both people are different. One has got arrogant attitude. Another has got surrendering attitude. By sitting at the front of, at the path of, you know, the foot of the teacher, of the guru, of the friend, he surrendered his ego. But Duryodhana had ego problem and he was sitting at the head of the, near the Krishna's head, correct? So naturally, when you're sleeping like this, if somebody's sitting behind, you only, when you open your eyes, Krishna is sleeping, you look at who is sitting in front of you, right? Ananda Shayanam. So when the Bhagavan opened his eyes, he was actually Nidra. He saw Arjuna sitting there. Hey Arjuna, what do you want? Said, I come to ask for a boon from you. Then Duryodhana says, I came first. So I have to ask you first. Okay, he says, okay, you ask. So Arjuna itself is so that, okay, you ask first, I will take whatever is available. and being driven by ahankara and desire and lust and everything, and greed, he says, Krishna told me that whatever you ask, I'm not going to be the fight. I'll not fight for you. You can, if you want me to be involved there, I will come barehanded. I will not fight. Either you want me to say Narayana Seva or me, you think about it. And Duryodhana was just, you know, thinking, my God, he had told Arjuna that you make the first choice. And then because Duryodhana interrupted saying that I came first, Arjuna said, okay, you, brother, you make the first choice. So he was just waiting that, you know, my God, what if Arjuna chooses the Narayana Arani, I'll be lost. This Mayavi Krishna is not going to have any use. He's not going to fight for me. He's just going to be a witness in the battlefield. What is the use of such a person? I got a lot of warriors. I got Bhishma with me. But Krishna is a Vidvan. He doesn't need to do anything. He says, okay, this, he already knows the mentality of both the people. So he said, okay, Arjuna said, look, I only want you. I don't want your army. If you are there, I can win the war. Because this person had the right attitude. He was ready for jnana. And thereby Krishna offered to him, look, I will fight the war for you. He doesn't need to go anything. He said, I'll ride a chariot. Why should Krishna ride a chariot when he's a knowledgeable person? I don't have to do this job. Yet he said, I'm doing this because I have taken birth in the physical form and I'm committed to you. So I have to do this job. So if people don't do the job, what they're supposed to do, people think bad about them. Oh, look, he's a Bhagavan. He's sitting there doing nothing. Sometimes even Bhagavan also has to step in. Like Rama also came down from the avatara to tell us how to lead the life. How to lead a proper life. How to live like a dharma. Correct? So, even the Lord also has to perform, the wise person also has to perform activities for what? Loka Sangraha, for the benefit of the mankind at large. So the wise person does not need to do activities, but he or she does it chikirshuhu, means out of his own desire. And that person does the activity for the benefit of the mankind. It's what is said here. See, Arjuna also is a chikishuhu in a way, because he's not a jnani. And the people who follow him, they don't know what Arjuna is. They only know what he can do. So they are looking upon him as a leader. And if the person doesn't do anything at all, he says he doesn't fight the war, then he's not doing his duty, right? Even though he may be knowledgeable or not knowledgeable, he's not doing his duty. So one, the wise person continues to be involved in society, leading the life of dharma, teaching the wide generation of people how to lead the life of life properly, how to do karma properly, how, very important, how to lead a life. And such a person sets the example. People look upon him or her. Oh, look, this person is able to manage everything. He or she is able to live a proper life, enjoined by the... Here, the Krishna is talking about grahastha, not even, he's taking for the grahastha. You have to follow the ritual or the karma enjoined in the grahastha ashrama. You may be a wise person, but because you're not like become a sannyasi yet. See, every ashrama has got some dharma, some karmas are required to be done. Right? So grahastha ashrama means you have to, you may be having knowledge there, but still you have to do some karmas which are required to be done. So the person continues to do the karma not for for the benefit of certain things. He does it because it's a duty. That ashrama requires you to certain duties and he does it. He or she does it. There is no other gain. The sannyasi or the jnani also does the activities the same way. As a duty, it is done for loka sangraha. So in the grahastha ashrama, the person does it because it is required or ordained by the grahastha ashrama. In the sannyasa ashrama, the activities are being done in conjunction with the sannyasa ashrama. There, the karmas are not required to be done because when you become a sannyasi, they take away all your karmas. It is a process of ritual where even your punal is taken away. Because no need to do any karmas. As long as you got a thread there, you will do all the, you know, the Agnihotram, Kanyamandanam, or Pitru Karma, everything you should do. There the person, sannyasa ashrama, he does tarpanam for his own self. He does devasam for his own self. He says, I'm not the body, I'm not this, I've done my own cremation. So when the person does this kind of work, there is nothing more required to be done for the person. Who does he have to do activity? For the people at large. A sannyasi or a jnani, when the person goes to the temple, this person may or may not go into the temple depending, it's nothing like this. Because for him or her, the temple itself is the Bhagavan, it is inside it. So there is no more need to go to the temple physically. It doesn't mean that, you know, he or she respects temple. He or she doesn't need the field to go to the temple every Saturday, every particular time and go and visit. Because that person is already bathing in Atmajnana. The Bhagavan itself is within his own heart. So when the Bhagavan is itself within your own self, where do you have to go and seek the Bhagavan? So the karma drops. In the wake of knowledge. Not because you are idle. No, no, it's too far away. I can't drive. So I will not go there. Not like this. Or it's too crowded. I don't want to go there. The jnani does the action of not doing anything with the, because he or she has already attained Brahmajnana. But the person may enter the temple one day, offer, you know, prayers, sing the praises of Bhagavan. Also is possible. So it totally depends upon the interest of the person. It is not driven anything but desire. Whereas the karmi or the karma yogi going to temple, doing all this sort of pujas, rituals, etc., is doing it because still that level of attainment is not there yet. And they are striving to get that level of maturity. So one has to be doing that when you are in grahastha ashrama. But in the grahastha ashrama also, a person can live a life of sannyasa by doing basic requirement of the karmas. And all the other things can be left slowly one by one. So when you go into the vanaprastha stage, these karmas, they disappear slowly one by one. And then in sannyasa ashrama, when you're 75 years of age, supposed to be 75, you are no longer left with any karmas to do. Only Atmajnanam is there. That is what is said in this verse here. Sakta karmanya karmanya vidvamso avidvamso yata kurvanti bharataha kuryat vidvamstata asaktaha chikirshu loka sangraham. So loka sangraha means for the benefit of the mankind, for the benefit of society at large, this person continues to move around the society and does the activities for the benefit of people. It is not for one's own desires or meet the needs of one's own requirements. Is it clear? Then he talks about this Atma, this wise person. How does he deal with people? He says, this wise person does not disturb anybody. He does not go and, you know, knock on the doors of people and say, look, what you are doing is not right. I will teach you the right way to do. You see this Christianity, right? People who are Christian, they are Muslims, they convert. They knock on the doors. Even though you may be Hindu, they will say this, what do you call, Jehovah. Jehovah witness people. My wife, she used to, you know, support them. And very compassionate, and somebody knocks on the door, they will listen to it. And they know that we are from different faith. And yet they will say that Jesus Christ is the Lord, and they will give you some books to read. When you give the books to read, second time there is no publication, they will come again. So their view is to knock on the door, every knock, and then they will try to convert. By offering alms, by offering money, by offering shelter. Our people are poor people. They do not have money. Chhatralayas who are there, like, you know, a lot of people in the older villages, they don't have basic amenities. They don't have a house to live. They don't have good clothes to wear. And these missionaries, they call. They call missionary. Because their mission is to what? Is to convert them into their faith. Right. You will find name called Joseph Arogya Sami. Joseph Arogya Sami, Joseph Shokalingam, Amla Bhairava. Shokalingam is Bhagavan Vishnu, Shiva itself. Shokka, Shokka Nathar. Anna Amnadi Joseph Nundurkon. Because Nadutra Narayana Amari, they have converted into somewhere the other. Nadulanga Mandabita. They are not able to forget their past. They have taken Christianity to adapt to the living standards. In reality, they do not have any belief in anything. See, if their belief was very strong in Hinduism and Dharma was there, they would not get converted. If you look at today's environment, the lot of girls and boys, lot of girls I've seen in Sydney also, they get married to the boys from Muslim community. So one becomes Zenith. Overnight, the name from Vaishali or Vishali or whatever it is, they become Zenith. They become some other name. Because the boys in the Muslim community, you cannot continue to be having your own religion. You have to convert into Muslim. So you forsake your religion and you go into other religion. Now the problem you got is, the child is born, which religion will you follow? Will they follow Diwali or will they follow Bakrid? Will they cut the Bakri or will they cut this, you know, important? So they are torn between two people. Now we'll celebrate both. How can it be possible? Because all this kodapam, dharma kodapam is there. And it is also driven by their own karmas. See, we cannot influence anything. See, the question about falling in love is blind. We say, na, kadalak kandilayamba. So when you fall in love, you do not know, your eyes are totally blind. You just fall directly into that. And if your karma is good, if your prarabdha is good, and if your dharma is good, somehow you are protected from that very fall also. Sometimes, you know, it doesn't materialize. Right? You may love somebody, and then it doesn't materialize. It will be from another caste, and you still feel bad about it. But it's a good thing because maybe you are protected by your own dharma and karma. Thereby, you are able to pull out and you have now got married into another community or your own community by which it supports. Right? So, all this, I am talking all from, you know, not just blabbering. I can tell you that you can all relate to what I am saying. It may happen to you, you have friends or family, you heard about it, and you will see all this are karma driven. Nothing is by chance. Everything is already preordained. If you are suffering, preordained. If you are enjoying, preordained. That's what the karma philosophy says here. It's very strong. So what it tries to tell you here is this Atmamit does not go and disturb people who don't have discrimination. Avivekis. Aviveki means a person who is not interested in studying, who doesn't have the viveka. He doesn't knock on the door of the person and says, come, you know, I want to teach you Bhagavad Gita. He says, I'm not ready. No, no, you will be ready. You come. He says, I'm not ready. No, no, you have to come. So emotional pressure, physical pressure, all sorts of pressure is applied to the person. And then this person attempts because he or she feels threatened or feels very bad. Oh, if I don't attend the class, you know, the acharya will feel very bad about it. The Guruji will feel very bad about it, so I am attending the class. This person is not interested in attending the class for his own benefit. But he or she attends the class because what if I don't attend, he will feel very bad about it. So I should tale katla. Sometimes we say, na, tale katla dula. Means you just show your head and come out. Why do you have to do that? You don't have commitment, sadda, don't go. Because it is not going to benefit. And what it says here, this Atmavit, this Jnani, he or she doesn't go about, you know, chasing people for, you know, Brahmajnana. Or he says, you must only study this. You must not do this. You must not do this. He leaves them alone. Okay, உங்களுக்கு பண்றோமா நீங்க பண்ணிக்கோங்க. Right. So,
न बुद्धि भेदं जनयेत् अज्ञानं कर्म संगिनां जोषयते सर्वकर्माणि विद्वान् युक्त समाचरन् न बुद्धि भेदं जनयेत् ज्ञानं कर्म संगिनां जोषयते सर्वकर्माणि विद्वान् युक्त समाचरन् तो
कर्म संगिनां ऑफ द पीपल हू आर कमिटेड टू द रिजल्ट्स ऑफ एन एक्शन संगः मीन्स अटैचमेंट or the people who are committed to the results of the action, agyanam, of the people who are ignorant. So karma sanginam means the people who are attached to the results of an action. Sangaha means attachment. Asangaha means detached. So karma sangina means the person who is still involved in doing karma and is attached to results. Okay, when I say attachment means what I told you before, doing duty is different from getting attached. Duty is you do the duty. I am a parent, I'm a father, I'm a mother, I am doing the duty. Now you've done the duty now. Now you're not very sure whether the duty has given right results or not. So you want to go and check now. So you are always now checking. Yesterday, I think I saw a movie, some movie. After a long time, I saw a movie. Some Rajnikant Sridevi movie, old movie. So it happened to be the YouTube when I was searching for something, this came up. And there, you know, this heroine, he's from a very rich family. And Rajnikant's from a very poor family, a dharmic family. And she falls in love with this person and then she gets married out of her own choice. The father and mother disown her, saying that, you know, I am from this kula, high kula, and you know, I will not be ready for you. So they leave them and go. But the buddhi of this, you know, they continue to get involved in this life of the maple. They indirectly want to check whether her daughter is happy or not. So what they do, they go and, you know, indirectly tell her, like, you know, see, look, you are all living in AC environment. Now you are living in this. And why don't you throw a party? Today is your birthday. So why don't you throw a big party according to the status, our status? That lady says, my husband's salary is only 1,000 rupees. I cannot afford. No, ask your dad. We will sponsor it. What is wrong? At the end of the day, he's a mapla. It doesn't matter. Then the person says, I am self-person, made person. I will not take any money from your father-in-law. From my father-in-law, I will earn money. So he's a very firm person. But the wife is a little bit dodgy, not sure. She doesn't know which way to go because she has got torn between her mother's and father's property attachment. And she's also torn between the love for her husband. She doesn't know which way to go. And this person falls. So what it says here? He said, Jnanam Karma Sanginam. See, then you go and check whether the daughter is happy or the son is happy or the family is happy or not. Then what do? You get attached. And in the process of attachment, you get also very sad about it. Something doesn't work well. Supposing you say, oh my God, they are doing very well, means you are happy. You want to go and visit them again and again. They come again. And if they don't do well, you are also worried. You want to go and frequently check with them what I can do for them. Right? So this is called attachment. And this only brings down your own downfall. Because the attachment which is there is not going to give you any permanent benefit. Duty is different. Attachment is different. You do the duty according to what you have done is correct or not. You have done the duty correctly. And you continue to do a parent's duty. If you are asked for help, see, a lot of people in Australia or New Zealand, when children get married here, there is nobody to look after the kids. So the girl says, I don't have anybody willing to come and stay with me for 1 year to help with, you know, the pregnancy and other child issues. So they get called and the person comes. No, I would like to come to Australia. I would stay for 2 years with you. So the person volunteers. Every 3 months, he's already here. So they keep alternating. 3 months, they'll come here, go back. 3 months, they'll come here. Again, you keep on circulating. Because now they cannot live without the grandparent, the grandchild attachment. They'll be worried about their daughter. Then they'll worry about their grandchild. When they come to this Australia, they'll worry about the other grandchildren there. So they want to go and run there. So they are torn between this attachment. They are not happy. Because constantly they are in the fear of losing something or the other. Because the happiness which they are getting is not centered on themselves. It is happiness is placed on other person's happiness. Ava happier than I happier. If they are not happy, I am not happy. But we know that the other person's happiness is not dependent upon you. How can you place something which is not permanent, which is not under control, and you continue to depend upon that? See, this discussion also happened just subuh only. Same thing I talked about. In some other context. I told him, you should do your duty and yet remain unattached. Very difficult to do this. If they are not on the wrong path, guide them. You must not say that, I am unattached, I won't do anything. If they are not doing the right thing, your dharma, you should say, this is your dharma. You do this. You are not doing right. You guide them. But for that, you should be a dharmic person. You yourself should be an example. If you don't set an example for yourself, your children will not set the example, or anybody in the family will not follow. Correct? See, if you open a bar in your house, and every day, Friday evening, you open the bar and then start drinking, or invite people for disco and party in every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the child watches, this is how life is to be led like this. So my father also is like this. Let me also enjoy. So they will also go out the same thing. And if you question them why you are doing this, they say, what? You are also doing the same thing. Why can't I enjoy? For that, you don't have an answer. That is why the sannyasi, what he does is he leaves him alone. He doesn't influence anybody. He doesn't say, if you want to know the truth, I will come and teach you. But he doesn't go and interfere in anybody's house or saying that what you're doing is not right. Because above all, dharma will follow up. Namakuttu varadhu, the person stays up. But when the person is ready to come to this path, then it's available for teaching. See, somebody may do Namasangitana. Somebody may do Anusha Puja. Somebody may do Rudrabhishekam. Someone may visit temples. Someone will do, you know, all these other types of rituals which you do. They are all in their place doing what they are supposed to do, according to their level of understanding. This wise person moves around the society, adapting to everybody, accepting everybody what they are, without enforcing on them, no, I think what you are doing is not right. See, the Dhamma Sangeetana, you stop. And you have to study Brahman, Atma Vidya. This is not going to take you anything. He doesn't criticize in public the person. But when the person is asking a question to you, that am I doing the right thing? I am doing Nama Sangeetana. Is it good for me or not good for me? What should it do? If this is asked, then the teacher, the wise person tells, this is the benefits of doing Nama Sangeetana. This is the benefits of studying Atma Vidya. And he explains here the differences between the two. Right? Then again, it leaves to the person to decide what you want to follow. Somebody wants to go back to the old methodology, please go back. Because you're not ready yet. So when the time is ready, you'll have to come back. Maybe you'll come back in Jinti Janma to this teacher or some other teacher, or there'll be another teacher waiting for you, another Janma waiting to give you Jnana. Right. So this Atma Vit is a person who doesn't disturb people. So na buddhi bhedam. So buddhi bhedam means he does not disturb one's understanding. So bhedaha means differences in understanding. So somebody may be Nama Sangeetana specialist, somebody may be worshipping, somebody may be doing this karma, other karma, charity work, temple construction, inviting people for satsangs, running programs, musical programs, overseeing all this kind of building hospitals. All these people are doing in their own capacity, in their own understanding of what is right for them. So the wise person says, you continue where you are. You do what you think is right for you. If you have a doubt about any activity which you think is not right, or you have confusion about it, then you can ask me, I can help you with this. But he or she doesn't go about disturbing everybody's faith. Like in the Christian missionaries or the other people do, they go about disturbing everybody's faith. Hinduism only is the only religion where there is no conversion. Correct? We never convert anybody. People from other religions get converted in Hinduism. They follow Hinduism. But nobody from our religion follows Westernism. Nobody becomes a Christ. If there is a difference because the person is not sure about what it is, and they got converted because of, not because of their interest, it is because of somehow due to their previous requirements, and their forefathers got converted, then they become religious. Our religion is so rich, you don't need conversion. Swamiji was against conversion. He says he's still against. He says that is why he built all chatralayas in Manjapudi. He built a lot of chatralayas, Vedic, because these poor people who are there, the Brahmanas, young children, they don't have facilities. So he built chatralayas everywhere. Aim for Seva movement is only for that. Where you raise funds, you build big chatralayas, big facilities, you donate food to them, so that these people don't convert. So Hinduism prevails, our culture prevails. Otherwise, ellame eduthu poduva. Because Western people are rich people. Capitalist people. Right? So we have to do this kind of activities to support them. But that itself is not going to give you Atma Gyanam, is what we all know about it. So, na buddhi bedam janayet, means na janayet means should not create. Na janayet means should not create what? Buddhi bedam, differences in somebody's thinking. Why? Because ajnana sarva sangina. This is all done by the people who are ajnanis. And they are attached to karma sangina. They are attached to the results of the action. So what does it do? Joshayate. Joshayet sarva karmani. Means josh means encourage. Or should support the ignorant people in doing what they want to do. Okay, ninga nama sankirtanam pandrala, you do that. You do this puja, you do that. You don't denounce anybody, you don't criticize anybody, saying that no, you must not do this. I don't come to this. I don't enjoy this. See, satsang, if you ask Sri Varambal, the jnani, the wise person, is very clear. If he or she is asked to go for a disco dance party or other party, he may not look, it is not my cup of tea, you enjoy what you want to do. But he or she is asked to do some chanting class or some program or some other satsang is there. He or she may not deny, because if time is available, if it is permissible, the person will go. But he or she doesn't denounce the person's activity, saying that these people are all doing wrong things. It is all wrong. They are all mudaha, ignorant people. They should not do, they should study Brahma Jnanam, they should study Tattva Bodha, they should study Bhagavad Gita, they should study Atma, Vilahamata. Let them do what they want to do. And when the time is right for them, they will come on their own path, on their own accord they will come. At that time you can clarify them. Till such time you support them when you are asked to support. So, Joshayete, sarva karmani, all the actions which is done. Right? Vidvan yuktaha. So the two words, vidvan yuktaha, are two words which denote the jnani. Vidvan means what? That person knows. Atmavan, vidvan, balavan, gunavan, dhanavan, all the van gets added to the person, the holder of the person of the attribute. So the one is the holder, the vid is the person, is the knowledge acquired. So when you say balavan means strength, gunavan, absolute gunavati, he says this woman is of good cause, good character, good gunas, gunavati. When you say bhagavati, also means what? Bhagavan's six bhagas, he is the owner of this. So when you say Bhagavan, we all know the meaning of Bhagavan. I hope you know the six attributes of the Bhagavan, correct? There are six bhagas are called the Bhagavan. One of the six bhagas called Bhagavan. And the Bhagavati is the consort of the Bhagavan, the Shakti of the same Bhagavan, which has got the six attributes as well. So you say Bhagavati, Bhagavan, Gunavati, Gunavan, Vidvan, correct? All these things are talked about. So, Vidvan, yuktaha means endowed. So this vidvan is endowed with the right attitude, with the right knowledge. And what does he do? Joshayate sarva karmani. He encourages people to do what you feel is right. Oh, ungalku adha pidikuma neenga adha pannunga. Ungalku you want to do rudrabhishekam, you do rudrabhishekam. You want to do this karma, you do this. You want to do japam, you do this. You want to do homam, you do this. உங்களுக்கு எது பிடிக்கும் நீங்க பண்ணுங்கோ. ஐ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் எனி சே இன் எனி திங் லைக் திஸ். பட் இஃப் யூ ஆஸ்கிங் இன் ஒப்பீனியன் அபவுட் விச் இஸ் ரைட் ஆர் ராங், ஐ டெல் யூ வாட் இட் இஸ். ஆர் விச் இஸ் குட் ஆர் பேட், ஐ டெல் யூ ஃப்ரம் பர்ஸ்பெக்டிவ் ஆஃப் நாலேஜ், ஐ டெல் யூ. பட் யூ கண்டினியூ டு, இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் டு பில்ட் டெம்பிள், யூ டூ தட். இஷ்டா பூர்த்தா காமஹா, வி சா பிஃபோர் ஆல்சோ யெஸ்டர்டே. கன்ஸ்ட்ரக்டிங் வெல்ஸ், டிகிங், சேம் இஸ் டாக்ட் அபவுட் ஹியர். People may continue to do what they want to do. They don't disturb their faith. Let them do what they want to do. some acharana. Samacharan means acharati means he moves about in society and performing them well. So charati means he moves about, and acharan means anushashanam or performing well. So to the extent of ability possible, the person does the karma required. See, if somebody is, see, recently when I went, you know, I went to Brisbane, he's a very close friend of mine. I think I must have told you that one is a nastika or is an astika. Very close friend of mine means we have stayed for more than 20 years. We know them 22 years. And there was a time when he was a nastika. Then he became a nastika. Due to some reason, something his faith in Bhagavan went. So when the Vadiyar gives you, you know, sankalpam, you to drink water, he will say, "Ninga avalke kudutunga." He will not even take water in his hands. He give everything to her. But the wife is a very ardent devotee of Shiva, of, you know, religious. This person doesn't have any faith in anything. For him, self-made person. So when he went to this, you know, this engagement function, the previous day was a mehndi function where there's a dance. You know, the in today's environment, like they show the video, or, you know, of these young people, how they were. You know, when a small child to now, you know, all these kind of scenarios are there. Photo shoot, all these things are there. Then there'll be dance, the bridal dance, or, you know, the room, they dance. Then Bollywood dance, everything is there. I was sitting there because I said I don't want to come to this program, but because everybody, they wanted me to go there, I was sitting there. And all the time I was wondering about the class. My God, people are waiting Mundakopur's class. I'm sitting here watching all this Bollywood dance, everything else. My mind wasn't there. Physically, my body was there, but my mind was with you people. I was trying to see, is there any way I can get out of this? But I couldn't because food was getting late and 8:30 only started, you know, all the food and everything else. So next day, I told them I was prepared to go next day because they asked, you know, that you do some function, some puja, something. These people don't know how to do anything. There's no vadhya. No, we are the only vadhya went there. From our side, we went the vadhya, then somebody else went there, an old person was there. And he asked me what I should do. He said, Shankara, can we do this? He said, you put vadhya and you go, this is what we will do. He said, you chant, do this Ganapati Avahanam, and you do this. He says, I am going to Lakshmi Ashwatthama. He said, okay, you do this. He said, this is my way of doing things. It's not elaborate puja or anything like this. So you do Lakshmi Ashwatthama. He said, okay, because you are the presiding Vadhya, they called you, you should do what they asked you to do. And they don't know how to do it. So you decide how is the best way to do it. See, this is the question of all this, how this happens. This is practical, real. Only last week happened. Then they asked me, should we do something? He said, look, you know, every function has to have Vedic sanction. There's no Vedic involved, nothing is there. So I told, let me chant this, all the suktams, and we will chant. So me and my son only chanted. Two people chanted. All Atharva Sisham, Purusha Suktam, then Durga Suktam we chanted. And then there is Vedic sanction given to the person. So what it means is that sometimes you have to do things which is, you're asked to do certain things you don't know. But you guide them because, oh, then somebody came and asked me. So do you cheat? Do you teach all these things? He said, yes, we teach all these things. I never heard about this. Like, you know, we felt so good about it. Because those people are from third generation people. Namadiya padikidriyat. I mean, they may know, but they have no shraddha or anything like this. They are, you know, their father, the forefathers from third generation Singapore people. They don't know anything about this kind of things. If you got root in India, then you still have the vasanas. But if you are from, you know, some third generation, you know, living there, like in Fiji people are there, right? Mm-hmm. Or in Kenyans in India, in Africa, third generation Kenyans. All Swahili only. Swahili they speak. So means your entire thing is forgotten. So this talks about this Atma Vid. Na Buddhi Vedam Janaye. Means this Atma Gyanam, this Vidwan, doesn't create confusion in the minds of the people saying that, you know, you must do this. See, if somebody says how you should do, no, you must do all the elaborate things. You must do all these things. They are not prepared to do it because Shraddha ve illa valake, and what will you do? How much time will it take? Because they are all counting. My God, they all want to go. Next item is ready. Food, photography is there. Outside photo shoot is there. So this kind of activity, they are not prepared to sit for 1 hour. So imagine that, you know, for engagement, for Nishidhartham, it can take about maybe 1.5 or 2 hours, depending upon, you know, what you do. Simple can be just reading the you know, the patrika, two people exchanging, you know, this is all simple. If you want a Vedic sanction, if you want to do everything, you properly do that. So we did ask for what we think was right. Because we didn't have to do anything. We were not asked to do anything. But we ourselves said that let's do this. Because they know that ippadilam pannalanu oru irukku oru paddhathi irukku. Otherwise, they will not know. Oh, we all enjoy it, you know. We never thought it would be like this. We thought it would be only, you know, dance and music and exchange of rings. And that's all it is. But we never knew that so much of depth is there in this kind of a things. Because there are people who came there, they're all from different castes and different, you know, Chettiyar, Mudaliyars and other people. They are no concerned with this kind of a things. What I'm trying to tell you is that they will come from different areas of knowledge. And you must not disturb their faith. Okay, if you want to do it, you do it. If you don't want to do it, you do as per what you think is right. Correct. But if you ask me what I should do, I'll tell you how to do it. This is the way to do it. This is how the jnani behaves. He doesn't poke in their matter and say that, oh, you invited me for the function, so you have to do like this. Buddhamana. Either this is your function, you do the way you feel is right for you. Correct. But if you ask the question how you should do, this is how you should do it. Or this is the recommended way of doing it. This is the better way of doing it. So this Joshayet Sarva Karmani means this person encourages people to do their Sarva Karmani. All the karmas which you do, you please do as you continue to do. Vidvan Yukta Samacharan. Right. So you perform them well. You do perform them to the best of the ability. You continue to do is what is said here. See, these people need only to be encouraged to do karma according to their dharma. If dharma is, you know, and not according to what is you think is dharma. Our dharma means you let them do what they want to do. But they should not be disturbed in doing the karmas, right? Because they are not ready yet for what they are really ready yet. See, if there is a river which is flowing, you cannot alter the river overnight, right? The course of the river. Now, I have a river to point, I will turn it completely south this side. Cannot. What you do, you have to place different, you know, ways of controlling the river flow. So slowly only you can alter. Supposing the river is flowing this way, you can't say that you flow this way. Go back. If you want to go back, you have to turn the river completely around, right? How do you do that? You make diversion and you make the river flow the other way around and then come back, correct? You do slowly. So you have to convert them into their faith according to their own time. Give them their own time. Avale varuva. If they are ready. If they are not ready, leave them alone. That is what it says here. So the person's life or the person's karma or the person's pursuit has to be altered slowly, not by overnight transformation. Because there's a difference between the wise person and the Ajnani person. And the method of teaching is different. When I say that the wise person is a Jnani and the Karma Yogi is an Ajnani at the moment, it is because two things, Iru Dhruvangal don't meet. Iru Dhruvam means two poles. North pole and South pole don't meet, correct? They don't meet. They will always be opposite. Likewise, darkness and knowledge and light will be opposite only. Where there is light, there will be no ignorance. If there is ignorance, there is no light. You cannot say light till ignorance return. See, I can see light, but there is ignorance also. I don't see anything. You can't say that. If light is there, means you will see everything. Light lena, you can't see anything. Simple. You cannot see that light trick you, but I can't see anything. That means either you don't have eyes or something you know working in your brain. So when the Jnani says that there is a difference between day and night, see in some other verse you will see this Jnani actually is awake and everybody sleeps. And he sleeps during the daytime. It is not to be taken literally that you know this Jnani is like an owl sitting there and watching everybody asleep. What it means, this Jnani is actually awake when everybody else is not awake. This is Jnani is already knowledgeable, is knowledge there when everybody is ignorant. His meaning comes out. Literally meaning put up understand manna tapar. Oh, you say Jnani is actually awake means he is the person not sleeping at all. He's a nocturnal person. No, it doesn't say nocturnal. It means that there's a big gap between day and night. They never match. They never meet. Night means night. Day means day. You cannot say day night. So these two are opposite things, like knowledge and darkness, opposite things. Jnani and Ajnani, opposite things. They never meet. But whatever the karma is being done by the person, the Jnani encourages him to do that. Okay, you keep doing what you are trying to do. So this is what is said in this verse. So here it talks about the Jnani. The two verses talks about the Jnani, how this wise person does the karma and continues to do activities for Loka Sangraha without disturbing anybody's faith, without interfering anybody's activities, and he continues to operate in society like any ordinary person does. So verse 27, he talks about how a person, now having discussed all these things, now Krishna takes up a different topic. Now he says, how you said attachment. Duty, you know already, you already know duty. This is my duty, you already know. Attachment, you are not very clear still. Doubt upon attachment. So Krishna talks about this topic called attachment. How a person gets attached to a karma has been discussed. The next few verses. So let's look at this. Prakriti kriya karmani. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha. Ahankara vimudatma. Ahankara vimudata. Matma karta ahamiti manyate. Kartam ahamiti manyate. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimudatma kartam ahamiti manyate. So, prakriti kriyamanani. What is prakriti? But the gunas are the prakriti. Prakriti is the nature. The Brahman which is there has got Maya as a power. And when Maya acts, this Prakriti which is there, this entire nature is born. And this Prakriti is Guna. It's got what? Three Gunas. Sattva Guna, Rajasic Guna and Tamasic Guna. Right now we have got Sattvic Gunas because we are in class. We are in Satsang. So Sattvic Guna is very high. After 7:30, Rajasic Guna will come because food pasiko, saapadrom tono. Rajasic Guna will come. You go and eat. After eating very well, then Tamasic Guna will come. Nala saptachi, heavy food arke, I want to sleep now. Then automatically kanna epdi irukum, sweat. So Tamasic Guna. All the gunas operate. You cannot avoid it. Can you avoid anything? Because they are operating on their own. Pasikarada automatically. No. I will not get hungry at all. I will control hunger. This is all mudatma. No, I will not be sleepy at all. I will always be awake all the time. No, I will be always be in satsang. I will always be in class. 24/7, I will be attending class. I will be in Namasangitram. I will be listening to something. This is mudatma. It is not possible for you. Because they are operating according to the Prakriti. Prakriti Kriyamanani means Kriya means this is operating according to their own ordained Prakriti. So even if you want to do that, you cannot do it. See, initially when this WhatsApp group was formed in SIWS, I still remember, lot of joshayate, lot of things were active. 24/7, there will be somebody will be always there. Because they cannot keep quiet. Different countries, different time zones, somebody is sleeping. In USA, somebody is awake. They will say, ting, how come nobody is there? And somebody will respond, I am here, aham iti. So somebody will say, I am here. So these two people are talking. Then somebody will wake up at 6 o'clock, they will join. They will read all the messages. Oh my God, they will respond in this time. So what it means is everything is happening according to their own timing. People sleep, people wake up, people act according to their own time. You got no say in any of these things. So Prakriti Kriya Manani means, these are Prakriti nature. Sometimes you are rajasic, sometimes you want to do things, sometimes you just want to be lying low. You don't want to do anything. Keeping quiet. And all these sattva rajasic gunas are what? Gunai karmani sarvashaha. All these karmas are being driven by guna only. Or their modification of the gunas only. All the karmas are being done by what? See, Krishna is trying to tell that you say that I am the doer. I am actually the sleeper. In reality, you are not doing anything. They are operating on their own capacity. The underlying message is that he is saying that you are a doer. You think that you are the doer, you are the sleeper, you are the waker, or you are the person doing action. It is your wrong feeling because you do things which are operating up based on Prakriti. If you are not in the satsang class, something will do, right? Something will do. We watch a TV or go to some program, some other music program, dance program, some other program will be there. You will be active. But it will be rajasic. Some guna will be there. If it is going to music program or arangetram or something, some sattvic program is there because it is also sattvic. There is some Bhagavan involved in this. Some topic about the Bhagavan, some Dikshitar Kirtana is there, some dance is there. So everything is all art only. So you are involved in some satsang, something which is good there. So rajasic, so sattvic guna is still there rising. When you are going to any disco party or dance program or other program, then this rajasic activity is going on. Walking, rajasic activity, right? So either you can be rajasic or you can be sattvic, or if you don't do anything, you will just lie low, sit there and do nothing. Tamasic. Because you don't have energy anymore to do anything, you are tamasic. So these three gunas, they continue to cycle every time. Sometimes you are tamasic, sometimes you are rajasic, Sometimes you are sattvic. You cannot say I am sattvic, tamasic, rajasic. So I am actually in a state of sattvic now. Also tamasic, also rajasic. You cannot be like this. See, when the class attendant is there, you cannot be saying that I am sattvic, I am rajasic, I am tamasic. Either you will be sleeping or you will be sattvic. If you are sleeping, if you have gone to sleep, I mean tamas, Nidra Devi has taken over you. And you are tamasic now. If you are awake, means sattvic guna is rising still and you are still awake. If there is some other activity going on in between, you are rajasic. Correct. So these three things can happen in parts, but not in complete isolation. You cannot say that you can be multitasking, you can also be sleeping, you can some kaadla panjuru marbadi kanju dukkan dukkal pudi. Correct. Sometimes you'll be fast asleep. Sometimes because of the nature, you'll suddenly wake up. Oh, I think I'm sleeping. Then you hear something. You are sattvic for some time. Then again, become tamasic. So they come and go. How does it come? Ahankara vimudatmaha. So ahankara means what? Ahankara means this I notion. Vimudatmaha, who is deluded by the I notion. Ahamkarta iti manyate. This doer thinks that I am doing everything. So this doer or the person who does the karma, he says, I am doing this karma. I am the person in charge for everything. I am the sleeper. I control the sleep. I control the actions. I control the results. And all the actions are performed in various ways. Krishna says they are impelled by Prakriti, by the body, mind, and senses. And the body, mind, and senses are governed by the Prakriti, which is nature, which is already ordained. You don't do anything about it. Right? But this person, what ahamkarta, deluded by the notion that I am the doer. Iti manyate means this is his understanding. Iti manyate means his understanding is this is what he thinks. So the guna, another Sanskrit meaning for guna is called a knot, mudichu. So these gunas, they tie you, right? They tie you in such a way that you are knotted in such a way, these gunas, they bind you. Either you are extremely sattvic or rajasic or tamasic. And the vimudatmaha, he thinks that I am the doer. See, we saw in the class before, I think I was explaining in Tathabodha class, that you, this causal body which you talked about, you know, in the class earlier, one of the reasons for the taking birth of the body is because of this avidya. So avidya means ignorance. Ignorance is not because he or she doesn't know that what is this. He thinks, you know, the atma, the body is the atma, ignorance. Then he has got this adhyasaha or erroneous perception. So you see yourself as the body, mind, sense complex. And thereby, then adhyaropaha, then this I am aham vritti rises. Oh, I am the doer. I am doing this. So this slowly this aham rises, vritti, right? Ahankaraha. So here's what says ahankaraha. He says here, ahankaraha vimudatmaha karta aham iti manyate. So I am the doer. So when this ahankara rises, what does it do? It identifies one with the body, mind, sense complex. So this aham vritti, thought rises in your mind, correct? I am the doer. So now this I thought gets associated with the body. So the thought, when it rises, what does it do? It tries to do an action. Kayikam Vachikam Manasam. Right? When a thought rises, either you want to speak, or you want to do some action, or mentally you want to do something. And when you use this instrument of action, which is the body, mind, sense complex, it is the aham kriti ahankara is there. I am the doer. So this notion of the doer is existing now. Then when this ahankara rises deep rooted, I am the doer, it leads you to do desires, karmas. You do karma. And karma can be, as I told you, need not be only vachikam. It can also be kayikam and manasam also. Mental thought also is enough. Dreaming about something, desires, planning something. I want to acquire this. The new designers are coming in the market. So you already visualized the design some form, and this now asapotan to the mandala. Things are roaming around. So plotting about how to get this. When the time comes, you get up into physical action because thoughts are there. Thoughts drive you to do action. You speak to somebody, pick up the phone and ask, do you have this model with you? I think I've been thinking about it. And you know, I'm not able to have any sleep about this. I want to talk to you. So you pick up the phone and talk. He says, this model available, come and have a look. Now you go. You have a look at the product. Desire is now kindled. I think I like that product very much. I think I should buy it. So desire is kindled. See, necessity is one thing. If you have a need for it, you buy it, it is okay. But you just visualize, fantasize about something, a desire which you want to have. And you just keep thinking about all these unwanted desires. And you give rise to these desires. And desires, when you follow this, it will make you do an action. And when you do an action, it will bring you the results. And the results are governed by Punya and Papa. Again, you get Punya and Papa. And Punya and Papa, you're the doer, you already associate the Ahankara is there, then I'm the doer. Naturally, the Punya and Papa gets attached to you. And this continues. You do more karma, more results, more papa, more punya. You cyclically keep on doing it till you become 75, 80, 85 years of age, one day you pass away. So all the desires which is not fulfilled there, which has been sitting there for many, many, something will be fulfilled, something will not be fulfilled. Something will be craving for it, you will not get it. So you actually subside it. Okay, I will not get it. So what? I wanted it, I couldn't get it. So I feel bad about it. You forget about it over a period of time. Randanal, you think about it, you forget about it. But it is not forgotten, mind you. It goes subconscious mind. All the anger, desire, hatred, jealousy, matsaryam, what do you call? Everything goes into subconscious mind. It is not dissolved, mind you. It is not resolved at all. You think, it is still, for the moment, it is not visible to you because there is no manifesting medium. So it has gone to subconscious mind. There will be an occasion when somebody will come in front of you or some occasion will come in front of you. This thing will come out. You did like this. No. I remember one incident you had like this. This person totally... he's not connected with this at all. He'll be a shooting target for something he or she has not done. But he has come in the nimitta karana. So it has to express itself right in some form or the other. And when this expression, the vasanas which are hidden, they cannot express in time, body passes away, these things have to be reborn in some other body. So the causal body comes again. The body comes again, do more karmas. That's the janma. More avidya is there, more ignorance. Again you are born avidya. So more karma you do. Again more papam you do. More results. Again you pass away. Continues. So the causal body continues to exist. This can only be removed or resolved in knowledge. Right. So that is what it says here. This removed atma or this the doer is a removed atma, means this person is totally ignorant because he thinks he's a doer, but in reality he is not a doer at all. Everything is happening according to the prakriti. So you must not say that one must not do karma. He says, see, everything is happening according to its own order. And let me accept things as my sense organs, I am seeing things. Now you see, you are seeing physics with the physical eyes. What effort do you make? Do you make an effort to see? No, I am going to make an effort to see now. You open your eyes, you see. And the job is done by the eyes. You don't make an effort in seeing anything. Your ears are open, you hear things. Good things, bad things, different types of sounds you hear. Do you make a special effort? Do you lift your ear like this and say, no, I should listen to this way, that way? You don't do that. The ears are adaptable itself to hear different sounds. They do their job. Whether you like it or not, even if you close your ears also, how long will you close it? Sound still can penetrate. Correct. The prana you should take, breathing you do. What effort do you do in breathing? No, I will control my breath. I will only breathe when I require. You cannot. Because your prana also is not controlled by you. The growth of the hair on the head also is not controlled by you. The whitening of the hair also is not controlled by you. Kesha Lomani, we saw, right? All the growing of the hair on the body is happening according to its own creation. The nails also grow, right? You cut it, grows again. Cut, grows again. So all these are happening according to, I want to make sure that I control everything. In reality, they operate on their own capacity. You're not a doer, you're not enjoying. So the Krishna says here, is that this Vimudatma, the people who think that I can control these things. I can be always young. I can forever be young. It's not possible because aging is natural. The body will have to wither away. How many times you'll do Botox? You do this. Face will look young, but all the physical body will open. But other parts of the body will be withering away. Correct. So what it says is that you accept this aging is a natural process. Accept it naturally. No, I was very beautiful in my young age. Now I lost all my hair. So I should wear a wig. So you wear a wig. What do? You are just superimposing something on all which is already. And you are trying to pretend to be, you are not the person. Because you know that you are not the person anymore, but you pretend to be like this. It is because of your association with the physical body. You still have got the dehatma buddhi within you, which is forcing you to think that I should be young, I should dye my hair, or I should, be always young, and, I should be fit all the time. All these things which are there, they are all dehatma buddhi. He says, they are going to anyway deteriorate. Why bother? It's what Krishna says here. It doesn't mean that you just sit and do nothing. It says here that, see, you do basic thing required to keep active. You do exercise, you eat, you walk about, you do things which are required to be done. Take care of your health. Because through the physical body only you can realize the Atma. You cannot see the Atma, you cannot experience the Atma or the knower without physical body. So physical body is required. It's a manifesting medium. So we should take enough care. That is an over-care. You spend hours and hours beautifying. Right? If you say 10:30, you want to leave. 10:30 is the decoration. Then 11:30, it will come out. because I'm not ready yet. I have to decorate, I have to do this, I have to do this. So many things. It is required to be done. I'm not saying that you should not do or whatever. But they again look at it, no, I don't like this. I'll change this. I don't look at this. So you keep alternating. The quota protocol, and the quota protocol, and the shorter protocol, it doesn't match with this. So when this aham kritihi goes, then you are no longer worried about anything. Yeah, potent, it doesn't matter. Who cares? Because you, this dhyatma buddhi is lost with you. You don't have the desire anymore to do, you know, anything greater. You require enough food to eat, you require shelter to leave the house, you require enough money to lead life comfortably. You got enough clothes, enough. So on the vairagya mandra, then when the vairagya sets in, the doership also reduces slowly. Till such time the vairagya doesn't come, the doership is very strong. Aham kriti is very strong. That is what it says here, vimudatmaha. Such people who do this, think they are the doer, they are vimudatmaha, they are not ignorant people, they think they are the doer, but in reality the doership is not within them. They happen according to their nature of the prakriti. This is what is said here. And we look at this verse a little bit in more detail next class. I already covered what I want to say. In the next verse, he talks about the wise person, how he is attached to karma. See, here he talks about the vimudatma, how the ignorant person gets attached to karma because he thinks that he is a doer. Now he talks about the wise person. Then again he comes back to ignorant person. He again goes to wise person. He keeps alternating like this to give you a view as to how this wise person goes about doing the job and not getting attached to the gunas, which we'll see next class. Have you got any doubts in this class so far? Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. I'll see you all next Saturday.